Shukr is of two types. Shukr to Allah, shukr to the creation by means of which you have attained a bounty. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that he who is not grateful to man has not been grateful to Allah. And this teaches us that we need to be grateful and respectful to our parents, our teachers, our mashayikh, our spiritual guides and all other benefactors. That is part of our gratitude to Allah. Al Hadith says that if a person receives anything, and then if he has the ability to give a gift in place of the one who he received, that what he received, he should do so. If he does not have the ability, then he should praise the giver, for he who praises the giver has shown gratitude, and if he conceals it, he has been ungrateful. So the meaning of shukr, the reality of shukr, is that we should appreciate the bounty. When one appreciates it, then one will also appreciate the giver of the bounty. And due to this, one will be grateful to Allah Rabbul Izzah, the creator, who were, you know, the original, our original benefactor. More important than verbal shukr is practical shukr, and that is not to disobey your true master Allah, who is continuously bestowing favors upon you, and to make a full effort to be obedient to Allah. And in this way, one should also fulfill the rights of one's parents, one's teachers, one's mashayikh. And the benefit of shukr is that the Quran is promised an increase in bounties for one who is thankful to, for them. And the perfection of shukr is that one continues to carry out good actions and abstains from sin. One continues with repentance and seeking forgiveness for one's shortcomings. And the result of shukr, the crux of gratitude, is to be happy with the bounties of Allah, thus building love for Allah in one's heart. And then by this love, such a feeling should be developed that since Allah grants us so many bounties, we should worship Him in abundance to the best of our ability and to avoid disobeying Him. How do we attain shukr? We need to think and ponder on the bounties of Allah. Specify time for it daily so that you do not miss it. And this is referred to as muraqabah in amiyat, or contemplation of the bounties. Every moment, thousands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounties are raining upon us. And if any calamity befalls us, then we should regard it as beneficial for ourselves and consider it to be a bounty in disguise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us the ability to be from His appreciative servants.